This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, How Soon Is Now?
Previously on Grammar Grader.
Is there any way you'd say yes to a dinner date with me?
We now resume our story.
So, would you like to?
Wow, I'm flattered.
Are you free this Saturday?
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. I see you're with a customer. I'm sorry, sir.
Not a problem.
When you're finished with this transaction, I need to speak with you presently in my office.
Aren't you presently speaking to me?
No. I need to speak to you soon.
You said presently.
Same difference.
I don't think so. Hey, you always know this. Help me out here.
I don't want to get between you and your boss, but I think you're both...
Just come and see me.
546 is your change.
What about...
Yeah, don't go far. I'll be back.
Presently?
Shortly. You wanted to see me, Mr. Briscoe?
Yes. We've really been impressed with your new attitude.
Well, thank you.
And don't think it's gone unnoticed. It actually garnered the attention of upper management. In fact, you've been invited to participate in a 2-year management training program.
Really?
Yes, they want you to report presently. As soon as possible. Now, the training takes place at our global headquarters in Welling Garden City in England.
England?
Yes. The company will pay your relocation expenses. And you receive a salary.
A salary? Even though I'm presently paid by the hour?
Yes, even though you are currently paid by the hour.
What's the deal with presently anyway?
Today on Grammar Grader, our topic was inspired by a note we got from Lee in Moorhead, Minnesota.
I keep hearing people use the word presently when they ought to be using the word currently, and it's driving me nuts. Would you please explain to your listeners the difference between the two? Thanks so much.
And thank you for the message, Lee. We did a lot of investigation on this one. And although the information may not be entirely what you were seeking, we hope it'll ease your mind. First of all, the definition of the word currently isn't really a problem. The Oxford Dictionary of Current English defines it as an adverb meaning at the present time. What's really at stake here is the use of the word presently. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the oldest sense of the word presently is as an adverb that means at the present time, at this time, at present, now. Here's a citation of the word being used in this sense from William Caxton's 1485 translation of the life of the noble and Christian prince Charles the Great.
Thou art not presently in health of thy body.
The OED goes on to explain that this sense of presently is in regular use in most English dialects and common in Scottish writers, revived in the U.S. and to some extent the rest of Britain in the 20th century. The OED cites this example from an ad for an electronics company that appeared in the New York Times in 1978.
We are presently engaged in the research, design, development, and production of high-energy lithium battery power sources.
And here's another from the same year, from the newspaper in Dumfries, Scotland.
Mr. Savage was presently unemployed, his last employment being a year ago.
Meanwhile, the Oxford English Dictionary also defines presently as an adverb meaning in a little while, after a short time, soon. Shortly. The OED says that this is now the ordinary use of the word. It goes on to describe that this sense of presently traces its roots to the turn of the 16th and 17th centuries, and it cites this example from William Shakespeare's The Merry Wives of Windsor, Act 4, Scene 2, when Mistress Page says,
Nay, but he'll be here presently. Let's go dress him like the Witch of Brentford.
And here's a 20th century example from E.M. Forster.
Presently, the waitress entered.
Because the word presently can mean both soon and now, it's easy to get it confused. Fowler's Modern English Usage acknowledges this risk of ambiguity, but asserts that, in practice, the context normally makes it quite clear which sense is intended. For example,
we are presently climbing at 30,000 feet, on our way to a cruising altitude of 37,000 feet.
Presently, in this sense, means now.
I can't get to that request right now, but I will do so presently.
Presently here means soon. As Fowler says, context is the key.
So, did you have a chance to think it over?
I'd love to go to dinner with you.
Really?
Yeah, we can celebrate my new promotion.
New promotion? That's terrific.
Yes, I'll be going to a 2-year training program in England.
Hey, that's great. Wait, in England?
Yeah, for 2 years. What's up?
Well, it's just...
Friends.
Friends.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, the Oxford English Dictionary, and from Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, all of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Special thanks to you and Kerr, and thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Our producer is Jen Hout. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion and give feedback on grammargrader.gather.com. Source material for this episode comes from every dictionary published by Oxford University Press.